103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe, John Legend with his rendition, Wake Up Everybody. And as promised in the studio, I have a very special guest from Muskegon Area District Library. I'd like to welcome in the studio, Allison Keeson. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you so much for coming in. I am so excited about all the different programs, events, and things that are going on with our district library. And I'm not sure if sometimes people understand how important it is for libraries to be in our community, but it is very important. And there you serve as the children's program leader, and you also do some storytelling. Can you tell us a little bit about what the children's program leader, what your job entails?
Yes, I think I definitely have the most fun job at the library. I don't know if they'd all agree with me, but I absolutely love it. I get to do story time programs, 10 of them a week.
Wow. So you keep pretty busy.
Very busy, yep. Yes. 10 of them a week throughout the county, and I see about 120 children a week, sometimes more.
Okay.
Once a month, I visit King Elementary School, and I see about 220 wow. kids in one day. So and I absolutely love being able to participate with the children as they're learning and see the excitement as something clicks with them and they get excited about learning to read or about learning about a new subject. It's really exciting to see the light bulb come on for young children as they're learning.
Oh, definitely. I can imagine. So you get a chance to read to them. You can help them learn how to read and just get them involved in the reading and education process.
Absolutely. And in my job, I read books to children and I try to bring them to life with some storytelling techniques. But we also sing together, make crafts together, play some pre-reading games, and for some children, it's their first preschool experience. For other kids, it is a bonus to their preschool experience.
Okay.
But for one group of storytime kids that I visit with every week, it's 0 to 2-year-old children. And it is definitely their first exposure to the to the library. And you would think that bringing babies to storytime, you might not think that that is that's a suitable thing to do, but it is amazing to watch how those little children, even the 6-month-old babies, connect with the books and the activities that we do, and to watch them become more familiar with it week after week. And they are definitely learning, and they're definitely forming a relationship with the library, with books, and with learning that will last forever.
Yes, and education, it starts at day one. So
it does.
And actually before then. So
yes, definitely before then.
The sooner the better. Mm-hmm. What all ages do you cater to within the programs?
Primarily 0 through 5 is my focus, but up through elementary school. And in the summertime, when we're doing our summer reading programs, it's all ages up through high school. So during the summertime, we have much bigger programs that reach whole families with children from babies on up to high school age kids. And the programs that we bring to the libraries are usually performers or larger craft programs. But in that case, it's all ages. But for me personally, I mostly interact with the younger groups.
Okay.
We do have an after-school program at the Muskegon Heights Library, which caters to elementary school children as well as preschool-age children. And I think mostly the last time that we had a program there, the greatest number of kids that attended were in fourth grade, and they had a blast.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. You sound like your career is very rewarding.
It is very rewarding, absolutely, yes.
What would you say would be the most rewarding part of the job that you do?
It's hard to name one thing.
Okay. You can name a few.
It is very definitely working with the children and watching them connect and learn and getting excited about learning. I also love books. I love literature. And there is no shortage of excellent literature in children's books. I mean, they're really, when you look at books that are, you know, illustrated, some of them that I have on my lap right now, because we're featuring them at a story time next week at the Heights Library, I have this beautiful book called I Have a Dream. It actually features the some of the words from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
Okay.
And it's illustrated by paintings by Kadir Nelson. And it is absolutely lovely. I'll show you and maybe you can.
It is
just beautiful. I mean, The illustrations, the artwork, and even in children's books that weren't written by a renowned preacher like Martin Luther King Jr., the way that words are put together, the artwork that is there. I get very excited about it. I love to see the children get excited about it. And
it's, you know, books are one of those things that it just books, never gets old.
Absolutely doesn't ever get old.
Now, speaking of Dr. Martin Luther King, there is an upcoming event taking place next Tuesday, January the 22nd. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about the program and what they can expect?
Yes. We are going to have a birthday party for Martin Luther King Jr. next Tuesday. It's a week late. His birthday party, but I don't think there's any wrong time to celebrate his birthday. We're going to have a story time and crafts at the library, and of course, birthday cake. And I'm sure we'll sing happy birthday and have party decorations as well. But at this event, we will read some books about Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
We're also going to read some other books that celebrate the same dream that King had.
Wonderful.
For peace and justice and equality among everybody. And the craft that we're going to make at this event, I hope the children will choose. We're going to invite them to leave it in the library.
Okay.
And leave it on display for the rest of the month of January and the whole month of February. We're going to ask them to create I Have a Dream mobiles. And okay. I think that when they're done, they're going to be just beautiful. And when we put them all together hanging from the library ceiling, I think everybody's going to want to come and see what they did.
Oh, definitely. So. That sounds like lots of fun.
Yes, it is. You want to come?
I sure do. What time is the event from?
Oh, 4:30 on Tuesday, January 22nd.
Okay, so it starts at 4:30. Mm-hmm. Okay, and once again, that's taking place at Muskegon Heights Library Branch, 2808 Sanford Street.
Yes, and it's 4:30 to 5:30. We'll conclude at 5:30. The library closes shortly after that.
Okay, so just an hour long.
Just an hour long, so don't be late, or we don't want you to miss anything.
right. So like I said, it sounds like lots of fun, and the community is invited out. Is there an age group that you're looking forward to coming out, or who's invited to this event?
It is really geared towards preschool and elementary age kids, but we do sometimes have junior high and high school kids and adults that want to venture in and enjoy making the craft as much as the young children do. Certainly everybody will enjoy the birthday cake.
Oh, yes.
And because we are reading about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it really, there's probably nobody that's too old to come to this event and enjoy it.
Right. So just encouraging the community to come out.
Definitely geared towards the preschool and elementary age kids, but no limit. Everybody's welcome.
So bring your child, or, mm-hmm. you know, if you have a niece, nephew, a grandchild, bring them out. Let them have some fun and let them learn about Martin Luther King Jr., as well as, like you said, the dream of peace and equality.
Equality.
So yes. Something very important. And like we stress, it's never too early to learn.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yes. Is there a cost or a fee for this event?
No, it's free, just like all of our library services are free.
Yes, and we like to stress that the services from the library, it is for the community, and the services are absolutely free.
Yes,
so we can't stress that enough, and it's something that benefits everyone.
Yes.
Something for everyone.
And it also, not only is it free, but the tax dollars that we pay go to fund the library services that are free. So in a sense, you've already paid for it. So come out and take advantage of it.
Yes.
definitely come out and take advantage of it. There are limitless books that you can check out and read. If we don't have them on the shelves in our branches, they can be requested. We share resources with other libraries, and there's a really good chance that we could get whatever you're looking for. I can't promise anything, but we share resources with other branches, and we can always borrow from another branch. Okay. We also have free internet service at all of our branches. And there's also a music service called Freegal that allows folks to download with their library card. You have to have a library card first.
Okay.
You have to have a library card first to use any of our services. But with the library card, they can download 3 free tracks a week through this library service called Freegal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about how simple it is to get a library card.
It is very simple. If you have a piece of identification, if you live in the community and you can show where you live, and you go visit the librarian. If there's anything else that you need in order to get your card, she will let you know. But simply go visit your library. You fill out a small piece of paper, and before you know it, she'll be able to check out.
So less than 5-minute process.
Yes.
Just a few minutes of your time, and then you can utilize and take advantage of all these wonderful services provided.
Yes.
Yes. If you're just tuning in the studio with me, I have the children's program leader, Allison Keeson from Muskegon Area District Library. And we're talking about all the different services, upcoming events that are going on within the district. Now, how many libraries are there in Muskegon County?
Well, there are even more than in our system, in the Muskegon Area District Library system, we have 10 branches.
Okay.
But there are also a couple of others that are not. Hackley Library is not a Muskegon Area District Library. It's its own entity.
Okay.
Also, White Lake Community Library is its own library.
Okay.
But the rest of us share resources and share staff, like myself. We have a branch in Montague, one in Holton and Dalton, Muskegon Heights, Norton Shores, Ravenna, Eggleston, one in the township of Muskegon right off of Apple. And them off, I'm not counting them off.
but I think the listeners get the point that there's one in just about every community.
Yeah. And our branches are, you know, some of them are small, but there's one close to you. So wherever you live, there is a library close to you.
Like I said, encouraging people to take advantage. Are there some upcoming events, other upcoming events that are going on that you would like to share?
Yes, we do have preschool story time at most of our library branches every week. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, there's a 9:30 or 11:15 or a 1 o'clock program at one of our branches throughout the county. If you want to find out exactly when and where all of these events are occurring, you just need to visit our website. It's www.madl.org.
Okay.
And you can get a full calendar, but there's preschool or tiny tot story time or toddler story time available. There's also a program on Friday mornings at one of our branches at 9:30. So please come out for preschool story time. After school programs are scheduled periodically at all of our branches.
Okay.
There's no regular schedule for most of those except at the Muskegon Heights branch.
Okay.
Where we do after school programs every Tuesday and second Tuesday of every month. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Second and fourth Tuesday of every month. for instance, we are having the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday party this coming Tuesday, January 22nd.
Okay.
But February 12th and February 26th, there will be an after-school program at 4:30 those days as well. And during February, we'll be celebrating Black History Month at our after-school programs at the Heights Library, and we hope folks will come out for that as well.
Yeah, so once again, all these services, they are absolutely free.
Yes.
And all you're asking is for participation.
Yes. Yeah, we just want you to come and join us.
Yeah. So once again, we're reminding everyone coming up this coming Tuesday, January the 22nd, the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday party after school program. It's only 1 hour of your time and you're guaranteed to have lots of fun.
Absolutely.
From 4:30 until 5:30. Absolutely free. The community is invited. So there'll be some arts and crafts, storytelling, and birthday cake.
Birthday cake.
Yes. I think that might be my favorite part.
Yes.
The birthday cake. Can you give out the website once again for anyone who would like to learn about any of the services, if they like to get their library card, learn about the different programs, when and where and which branch? Can you give out the website once again?
Yes. It's www.madl.org.
Okay. Is there any other information that you would like to get out to the listeners today?
Read, and come use the library.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, thank you so much for taking time to speak to the listeners. Had a great time with you.
Yeah, thank you.
And just once again, encouraging people to utilize the services, take advantage of them. They are free and they are for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too, Rosie.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Keep it locked. More on the way inside the Midday Cafe, giving you some inspiration in between the jams. Here's Trinity 5-7, Heaven Have My Heart on the Beat.